A jury today found Martha Stewart and her stockbroker guilty of lying to investigators about a stock sale. Stewart was convicted on all four charges she faced: conspiracy, obstruction of justice, and two counts of making false statements. Her lawyer, Robert Morvillo, spoke to reporters outside the federal courthouse in Manhattan.
We are disappointed. We look at this as having lost the first round. We look at this as an opportunity for us to go to the next rounds, to the Court of Appeals. We are confident that once we get our day in the Court of Appeals, the conviction will be reversed and Martha Stewart will ultimately be determined not to have done anything wrong.
Broker Peter Bakanovic was acquitted of one count of making false documents, but convicted on four other charges. We're joined now by NPR's Jim Zaroli, who's been covering the trial. And Jim, can you describe what the mood was like inside the courtroom when this dramatic verdict came down?
Yeah, it was very tense, very crowded, a lot of people in the courtroom. The judge let the jury in, I think it was about 3:15. She read the verdicts. The judge read the verdicts. There wasn't much reaction from inside the courtroom, although some of the reporters got up and started running out, and she had to admonish people not to do that. I was in the back of the courtroom. I couldn't see Martha Stewart directly. A lot of people said when the verdicts were announced, she sort of flinched a little bit and leaned on the shoulders of her attorney, Robert Morvillo. She was then led out a few minutes later. She looked, I don't know, grim, but sort of stone-faced, stoic. Peter Bakanovic the same way. I have to say, a little while after that, Martha Stewart came down the steps of the federal courthouse, and by then, I would say maybe about 125, 150 people were gathered, a lot of them reporters, but also just a lot of spectators. When she came down, surrounded by her daughter, her family, friend, her lawyers, there was sort of a cry that went up. A lot of people began applauding her and calling to her, which I imagine might have made her feel a little bit better.
Jim, I know at least one of the jurors came out to talk about how they reached their verdict. What did he have to say?
His name was Chappelle Hartridge, 47-year-old man from the Bronx. You remember that Martha Stewart and Peter Bakanovic said that they had this agreement to sell this ImClone stock for $60, and that's why they sold it. That was their story all along. Chappelle Hartridge said, you know, they basically didn't believe that story at all. What swayed them, he said, was the testimony of Martha Stewart's assistant, Ann Armstrong. She was the one who said that Martha Stewart came to her and tried to alter her computer phone log to cover up the fact that Peter Bakanovic had called her on the day of the sale and then quickly changed it back. But Chappelle Hartridge said that was very persuasive evidence to them. As for Peter Bakanovic, they decided Martha Stewart pretty quickly, right away, and then they went to Peter Bakanovic. They had some questions about the perjury charge against him, but they were able to get those resolved today, and they were able to come up with verdicts after just 2 days.
Now, we just heard from Martha Stewart's attorney, Robert Morvillo, that she does plan to appeal, but in the meantime, there's a sentencing date in June. What kind of sentence does she face?
Well, she could face as much as 5 years for each of the charges, so that's 20 years. Peter Bakanovic, the same. I don't expect that they would get that long a sentence. Of course, there are federal sentencing guidelines that are going to determine that, but of course that has to be decided on June 17th.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.